Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Wow, we really got ahead over there, huh? Okay, so we've been in the middle of dealing with the perek that is talking about the toldos of Charisha, which would include the latest things that we were talking about, was the question of sikl, which means taking out stones. And the opening of the perek discussed the issues of the zivul, which is fertilizing, which is also a total of the same thing. So yesterday we started with the approach that we used was that the machtsev, the lo yiftach od machtsev, means the question of taking out stones from an area. And it says over there, you need to be able to indicate with the work that you're doing that these are serious building stones and they need to be amal ama, 27 stones, which would mean they would be shalosh ha-shalosh ha-rum shalosh. Now, I mentioned to you yesterday that we'll see from the continuation that that pshat is the most reasonable because the next Mishnah seems to be continuing with the idea of what do you do if you're removing stones from your field. And here we're talking about a gader, and a gader is an existing stone wall. So now, what if you have an existing wall, you want to remove the stones from that wall, take down your stone wall during Shemitah. So if you completely take it down, so it might look like you're trying to make an area where now you're going to be able to plant. So here too, we have the same measurement. Gader sheyesh bo esra avonim shel masui, shnayim shnayim, harei elu yinatelu. Over here, we have a shiur in which if you have 2 by 2 refers to the number of people that need to move it. So an Eben Masa is carried by 2 people. So then you can take away the entire thing as long as there, that means even small stones, as long as it's clear that you're moving out these very large stones and that are actually a part of a wall. Shi'ur Gader is asara tvachim. So it would need to be clearly it was a gader that is completely removable if it was 10 tvachim high. If it's less than that, pachot mikin, so that it's less than asara tvachim, or it doesn't have these very large stones in it. So then, and here's where we get the word that might have been, as it does, Yom Tov suggests, might have ended up getting into the earlier Mishnah in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon by accident. What you should do is mechatsev v'gomamo. You can't take out the entire wall, even the part that's on the ground level, where you're going to be digging up the ground. You have to cut it out, and you actually are gomem. That means you leave a little bit down at the bottom, and you can't get all the way down. Ad pachot me haaretz tefach. You can get it up to a tefach so that it's clear that you are not clearing your field, and you're not going to be able to plant them. So we needed to have, however, a sign that you're not doing work. If, however, you have the getter itself in a place where it's ridiculous to think you're doing work. So, b'med dvarim amurim mitok shalo. This is where you're doing this work in the middle of your own field. But if you're working on a friend's field, you do whatever you want. Nobody's going to think you're being mitakein the soda. They see you as a workman who's doing construction. Furthermore, b'med dvarim amurim, as we already saw earlier, that you're not allowed to take out avonim where you haven't defined that work from before Shemitah. So it's only if bisman shlo itchil bo me'erev shvi'it. So if you didn't start doing it before Shemitah, then people are not used to the idea of you're doing construction here. Avo im itchil bo me'erev shvi'it, you can take out whatever you want all the way down to the ground, and there would be no problem at all. Avanim sheziza atana macharesha, any stones that are going to be hit by the plow. This doesn't mean it already happened, but they're in the way of a plow. Or these were avanim shai that were basically mechusot initially, and now they became uncovered. So this again is similar to the mishnah that we had earlier, and therefore indicates that that they are the same sugya. So basically, the plow went over them and they uncovered them. So im yesh bem shtayim shamasur shnayim shnayim harei elu yinatlu. You could take them out of your field if you got these two big construction stones that are big enough to be carried, that need two people to carry it out. So then you can carry the whole mess, because then that shows these are not stones that would have been there stam. They're stones that were there from a building that was there. And then there would be no problem. If you have shtayim, areilu yinatelu. Hamisakel et sadeu. And how about if you're trying to get a bunch of little stones out of your field because you need them, you can only take the uppermost stones, but don't touch the ones that are actually in contact with the ground. V'chein gargar shel tzorot or gal shel avanim. The same thing would be true if you have, you've got these little, what's the word? What do they use those little stones that they put over?
Pebbles, cobblestones, pebbles.
It's not the word I'm looking for, but okay, fine. So if you've got these, they're bigger than pebbles. Pebbles are small. Zolzain pebbles.
Skipping
stones? Zolzain pebbles, okay. So then as long as you take the ones that are touching, not touching the ground directly, and then you can take even these small stones. And if they are all piled now on a completely unplantable area, so that they're on a stone, on a large rock, or even if they're on top of a pile of straw, because it's clear that you're not taking them out in order to do work on your sadeh.